And joining us on the newsline now, the creator, the producer of 24, Joel Cerno, who now gets into something, I don't know if it's less dangerous than 24, probably not, news with a sense of humor. Joel, good to have you here on KOGO.
Great to be here.
And of course, you know, I watch ABC, NBC, CBS every night because I have to, just for brutal punishment, and I'm finding that Katie Couric, for example, is unintentionally funny. So that to me is...
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, we don't even have to do our show.
It's a rip snorter. You know, sometimes you think, she can't be serious about that transition or that look or what have you. And I've seen some of the clips, and we're going to play one here after we wrap up with you in a second here, but this looks like a lot of fun, this show that, of course, the half-hour news show, a couple of pilot episodes. First one this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's on Fox News Channel Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Is there the same level of security about the plot that you have on that other big show that has the two numbers, 2 and 4? I mean, you have the same kind of thing?
No. You know, first of all, we didn't have much security when 24 started, so it's always a crapshoot. What's encouraging to me, and this is sort of the reason that Manny Coto, Ned Rice, and myself, who created the show, came up with this, is that there's nothing like this on TV. There is no kind of news satire show that tilts to the right and that hits targets on the left.
Is that the difference because it's a right-wing type of show? Because, you know, obviously the inevitable comparisons have been there in some of the media this week saying, well, you know, it's kind of like The Daily Show, but it's kind of different. But and from what I've seen...
Well, I mean, the material is different.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going after the sacred cows on the left that just aren't targeted. I mean, you could turn in any comedy, any satire show, you'll see that Bush is stupid and that Cheney's a fascist and this administration is the worst we've ever had. And the humor comes from that, and that's fine. I mean, the opposition should always be there, and there's a lot of really brilliant stuff. But nobody touches a lot of the stuff on the left. Nobody touches global warming or Hillary or Barack Obama, just some of the hysterical behavior of the far left. And, you know, it's just the words Al Gore are funny.
Of course. And will there be any explosions and car chases on this?
No, we don't have that in our budget. You know, we'll talk about it.
Because, you know, that other show certainly has a lot of, you know...
We have our fair share of mayhem.
And done in full-scale mayhem, not in some little computer lab.
Mayhem. Yes.
Which makes that, of course, one of my favorite must-see shows on television. Now, of course, in the clip that we have coming up here, talking with Joel Cerno, who's the producer of the new half-hour news hour, which rolls this weekend on Fox, the Fox News Channel, the Barack Obama Holy Grail here, because yeah, the adoration has been such that people say, he can go out and belch, and people will say, that is the most profound thing I've ever heard. Let me take notes. You have the guts, and it's dangerous to go after him, multiple levels, don't you?
No, I don't know if it's dangerous. I just think it's funny.
Well, it's absolutely funny.
I think it's funny, and, you know, I mean, why not? I mean, why are we so serious that we can't make fun of anything? You know, it's we're not hurting anybody.
Well, you know, the hate speech police have been revving up on everything from the Hardaway comments the other day to, you know, I still think in America you have a right to say stupid, bigoted things if that's where you are. You don't have to be endorsed by millions, but are we going to have the hate police coming down, the PC squads?
Yeah, those people must be stopped.
So,
it becomes fascist after a while.
So you've got the Barack Obama story this weekend. You got a couple of anchors, and they look very refreshingly tongue-in-cheek, a lot of satire.
Jen Robertson, they're just hilarious, and they're personable. I mean, we couldn't have gotten luckier finding these two.
Do you think that conservatives get satire as well or better than left-wingers?
Well, I think, you know, depending on what you know, listen, I'm a huge fan of P.J. O'Rourke and Stein, and these are some of the most brilliant. I don't even know any if they have their equivalent on the left. It just depends on what medium. I think in terms of acting, you or stand-up comedy, there's more on the left. But in terms of publishing, writing, talk radio, I think the right has it all over the left in terms of satirical stuff.
And, of course, the left then says, because of talk radio and our success and your friend Rush, who precedes me here on KOGO, you know, they say, you know, they have everything. I mean, that's been the mantra lately, that somehow conservatives have taken over every corner because of the popularity of Fox News.
Because they're talented, not because they're from the right. You know, I mean, obviously, Air America didn't work, and it wasn't because of anything other than it wasn't good enough. I mean, I think that's the beauty of the free market.
So, you know, satire is something that doesn't get done on television much. So much of, you know, the situation comedies in recent years has been the quick put down and all that. Nothing right. really clever, nothing creative. It looks like you're trying to do, you know, satire in the sense that it actually takes some brain power.
Yeah, it's when you're dealing with politics and news, you need smarter writers and guys who are more informed. But, I mean, Stewart does it really well. I mean, he hits it, and he's got his show really down to a fairly well, and it's very good. But that's about, you know, and Saturday Night Live does some, and it's very good when it hits. So I think when it's funny, it's great, you know, and when it's not, it's not. So again, it's all going to be not because we're conservative or liberal or this or that. It's going to be because we're funny that we will succeed.
Is there any concern that people who are Fox News Channel viewers may flip around and assume this is, because it's a newscast format. Of course, there's an audience there and so forth for reaction. Any average American ought to figure it out pretty quickly. But I'm sure someone will say, what have they done to my newscast? I don't get this.
Yeah, well.
Do they go right to MSNBC then, or where do you park those people?
They go to CNN for their laugh.
Well, it's a terrific, terrific show from what we've seen this weekend. It is, it's the this weekend, Sunday night, first episode at 10 o'clock, and check your local listings, of course, then on March 4th. And if all goes well, the plan is to what? Park it?
Make it a weekly show. It'll be a once-a-week show, sort of like the week in review.
All right, good stuff. All of the that was the week that was back in our
that was the week that was David Frost
with much better material, I think, because that was good in its day when they tried to do it a couple of years ago on another network. It didn't work.
They did it again a couple of years ago. That's right.
Yep, and no one knew, but they'll know this. The half hour news hour. It's so efficient. Joel, good luck to you. Good to talk to you, and thanks again for all the good work on 24. That is by far one of the finest shows on TV.
Thanks so much.
All right, take care, Joel Cerno, who is the producer of 24 and the Half Hour News Hour. You know, it's a whole new concept. And see, you realize what the deal is, that when it comes to knowing what's going on with any of his shows, especially 24 has more security. It's like, don't talk about it. If you talk about it, we can't talk about it anyway. You know, the 24 police were saying, you can't ask him about the plot because, you know, he's not going to tell you what's up next week. You can't tell you what Jack Bauer is going to do. And in fact, I'm afraid they'd send Jack Bauer's dad on the show with a dry cleaning bag and try to do me in. But the security on that, I think the security on 24 is tougher than American Idol in terms of keeping the storyline, you know, who wins, who loses, who dies, who gets blown up under wraps. Anyway, this weekend, Sunday night, Fox News Channel, with the first of two pilot episodes, Joel Cerno's The Half Hour News Hour, and we got a clip coming up here. This is the Barack Obama stuff, and it's pretty good. And, you know, a lot of this is visual, but I think you're going to get it here, especially when they talk about the Barack Obama magazine. Picture the Oprah magazine. And here's a little slice of the show here on News Radio 600 KOGO.